It's a pleasure to visit with Derek Johnson, Owatonna High School graduate who just recently has been named the new Owatonna Huskies wrestling coach, former Owatonna wrestler and state champion in a couple of different ways individually and as a member of a team. Derek, congratulations.
Thanks, Roy. Great to talk to you again.
Yeah, what are some thoughts that come to mind here as you kind of get your mind around the fact that, you'll be the head wrestling coach for the Huskies?
Yeah, it's still pretty surreal for me. As a kid who grew up, right as Coach Scott Davis was revamping the youth program, I hopped in at kindergarten right at that time in the late 80s, and then, watching the program in the 90s as we had things like Power Alley in the mid-90s, and then having the opportunity to be part of kind of a historic run with winning state my freshman year as a team and then being in the state finals as a team both my sophomore and senior years. I was part of some just absolutely stacked teams in Owatonna Husky history. And then, with that kind of crucible that we had in the room, I was able to myself, place four times at state and, take home a couple of titles. So I felt fortunate that I was part of the program and the well-oiled machine that it was.
You have some coaching history, some recent coaching history in the youth program, a little bit with the high school, but as I understand it, was your dad a coach as well?
He was, yeah. When we moved to town in the late 80s, he hopped on with the Owatonna High School as an assistant. So I had the opportunity to kind of observe those practices and, idolize some of those guys that, yet again, some of those really, really good 90s teams. And then he and Larry Hovden were the middle school coaches he was a middle school coach for a few years. Larry was a long time middle school coach and kind of legend around here. Mm-hmm. At home, it was always a big deal, kind of born into the wrestling community through both my dad and then extended family. Uncles were super involved. Every Thanksgiving was, clearing out some area in the living room and a couple of guys going at it. So it's kind of in my blood.
So the idea of getting into coaching, was it just kind of always a given, or is there something that happened that really made you want to pursue coaching at a high level?
Originally, I do have a kind of a moment that stuck out where I was, I believe, in seventh grade and kind of helping a couple of guys work on their own stuff. And one of them just made the passing comment of, I think you're actually a better coach than an athlete. And, that was back then. And so that kind of always stuck with me. And, my father helped to kind of stoke that fire because he had the technical eye for it and the talent for being able to kind of, the great part about wrestling is it's a martial art and there's no necessarily right way to do something. So to be able to have that eye to help someone tweak their style or maybe throw a few more things into their arsenal, that's something that he bestowed upon me, and I've always kind of taken that with me. And then seeing how the Owatonna program has molded and tapped into those talents of wrestlers in ways that I don't think other programs could do, that's something I became kind of obsessed with and wanted to come back and help with that.
Talking to Derek Johnson, named as Owatonna's new high school wrestling coach, we're talking here in mid-May, and not too many months from now, it's going to be the wrestling season. What do you need to kind of get ramped up with or jump in a youth program? Just kind of what's your calendar look like in starting to tackle the next high school season?
Yeah, we're coming out kind of hot right out the chute just because, the off-season is so integral, like most sports, to developing that strength and conditioning, but also getting some ancillary training. So I'm already talking with, and even before I was named head coach, I was putting my feelers out there to see, what the spring and summer look like right now, what's on the docket, some ways we can improve that. But, any way you shake it, for some kids, it's going to be a year-round sport, and so I want to make sure that we're able to cater to that type of preparation and kind of be leaders in that way in all of Southern Minnesota.
As far as assistant coaches go, what is the process for working that into its final look?
Yeah, so, you know, I am just now starting to kind of meet with a few people that I already had in mind, but there are some people that have approached me. And, you know, basically what I'm looking for is, you know, the right type of energy and character. We never have a shortage of talent around here when it comes to technical training, you know, getting the technique with the kids. So that's always a given. But right now it's also seeing, I have a particular style. It's very upbeat, energetic, entertaining, but at the same time, we're going to work our butts off. So it's finding that, you know, other people that are in line with that and willing to kind of perpetuate that type of mindset.
How much do you know about the current roster of the team, who's coming back, and prospects for the varsity season itself?
Quite a bit. I've stayed a fan all these years, even though I haven't been in the high school room in a while. I've watched these kids grow up. I'm going to be reaching out and connecting with families kind of all throughout the program, but specifically seniors on down very soon here, so that, I understand that there are some kids that, whether it was COVID reasons or something along those lines, didn't come out. So just really want to kind of reestablish, introduce myself and my staff, and kind of connect early on in this process. Before everyone's, you know, going on vacation, things like that here.
Mm-hmm. Have the architects called you yet for what you want in the wrestling room in the new high school?
No, they haven't. I'm not going to call them my list of demands, but haven't begun any of that type of thing yet. Right now it's still just kind of the fun of... It's been overwhelming support from the community, and so just trying to stay on top of that and, you know, thank everyone who's been reaching out to me.
Do you have any reaction at this point about the girls getting their own state section and state individual wrestling tournament, and just kind of any thoughts on that aspect of wrestling, or if there are many girls in Owatonna's program, youth program and such?
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, Owatonna's been one of the pioneers in the girls' wrestling program anyway. So I think that's a great thing. We have a lot of talent in this town specifically. You know, there's a couple of stars that have made their impact nationally too, like Ryan Grunwald. When I've hopped in and helped at camps in this area over the past year, it's astounding. We have, you know, over a dozen in this area that are participating at all levels. A lot of support. So I think for Owatonna, we're well prepared to, handle that type of expansion. And already one of the biggest cheerleaders in having section and state for girls specifically.
All right. Boy, any other comments or things that come to mind as you, get up to speed here soon on where things stand and as the news gets around that you're going to have that chance to be the coach here for the Huskies? Any other things that come to mind or that are on your plate?
No, I love the opportunity because, quite honestly, you know, I still believe this is the strongest wrestling community maybe in the United States, quite frankly. You know, we've always out-traveled other teams fan-wise. We've always been so sophisticated in, you know, the marketing, you know, the mind of Scott Davis and the imprint that he's put on this area and wrestling in general is so substantial. And I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to now take that torch and hopefully run with it and, you know, take it to the next level.
All right, Derek Johnson, member of the OHS Athletic Hall of Fame, a state champion individually and team-wise, and now the new Owatonna High School wrestling coach. I appreciate your time. I say congratulations again, and good luck.
Thank you much. Appreciate it, Roy.